Well, it's a very good evening and welcome along to a special DL debate this evening. We are live here from the mountaintop in Letterkenny. We're not in the studios. We decided to nip across the road here to the wonderful showroom of Highland Motors, your main Renault dealer in the Northwest. And, of course, Lawrence and all his team here are very much big supporters of bringing you live GAA coverage on Highland Radio at county and club level. So we've decided just to drop over and say hello and bring you this DL debate special from the showroom today. And it's in association as well with Sarah's Kitchen and Sister Sarah's in Letterkenny. We've got two big games to look forward to tonight on the show. We do, of course, have the senior and junior deciders of the Michael Murphy Sports Club Championships taking place this coming weekend, and we're going to be hearing from all four clubs involved at senior level. We've got the secretary of Gweedore, Maya McGinley, who's joining us here, and indeed the chair of Niamh Connell, Peter McKelvey. Plus, on the junior front, I'm sure if you're watching on the stream, you can see the two gentlemen sitting alongside us, the chair of Letterkenny Gaels, Danny Cahill, and Karen Dunham man, Philip McLaughlin. It's a big day, of course, for all four clubs, and we'll be looking forward to those games very, very soon, and our expert panel as well. We've got two men that know a thing or two about playing football and winning championships, Eamon McGee from the Gweedore clubs here, and John Gilday of the Niamh Connell Club, and we've got the two of them separated just off camera at the moment, and we'll try and keep them apart as well when they get up here. But listen, we'll have a bit of crack, and delighted that the two guys could join us this evening, as well as our own match analyst. It's been a busy few weeks for Mr. Brendan Kilcoyne. Brendan, how are you doing?
I'm wonderful. Thank you, Oisín.
Thanks for coming in. Listen, we're going to talk about the intermediate final first of all before we preview the games, and we all know Niamh Columba beat Mallin yesterday to be crowned intermediate champions for the very first time. The Cahill McLaughlin Cup actually was the cup was named after a Carrick man who played for Niamh Columba from that Glen Parish. So for the first time they were able to do that, 3-14 to 2-9, and the way they performed yesterday, they were very, very good, and they were deserving winners. So they were. I'm sure the celebrations are flat out in Glen at the moment as we speak, probably.
Yeah, it might be a bad idea to hit down the road down that part of the country. I'd say it'd be good crack for a few days. But listen, they were excellent yesterday. Far and away the better team, no debate. Looked very structured and probed when they had to probe, and were able to create the openings. And, you know, Christy Fildara McLaughlin opened the scoring after a couple of minutes with a big two-pointer, and straight away they answered. And I think that set the tone for the day. I think that released, it was a release valve for the machine from the point of view, I suppose, been after in the two previous finals where they scored 4 points and 8 points. There was a huge amount of pressure on a team coming in after losing two county finals. So, you know, the fact that they got that early score to settle the nerves, and they showed their quality then, like, all over the field. So that it thought Paul O'Hare had a brilliant game coming from cornerback, continually driving up the field, and half-back line gave them that foundation, Oisín, you know, where they were just in charge. And we mentioned Pádraig Byrne got man of the match, and you know, he got that.
He was their goalkeeper in the league. He spent the full entire league in goals because Shane O'Gara wasn't available, and he basically covered nearly every position yesterday because he started at midfield. He scored a goal up one end. Yeah. He was like a fullback at the other end, and like his first half performance alone got him that award. So
yeah, he was tremendous, and he was like a man on a mission. Like he was just like a man possessed. So he was yesterday.
He wasn't the only one that looked like that whole unit. They weren't going to lose yesterday.
No way they
were going to get beat.
They were very well tuned in, and you know, the younger players then, the likes of Shane Callaghan, didn't really go for him in the first half, but came really into it in the second half. And the young fella Alex Kinnear too was very, very good. So to have that young players coming through along with Aaron Doherty, Ryan Gillespie, these type of guys. So, you know, they dominated really every position on the field. It was disappointing from a Mallin point of view because they never really got going in the game, so they didn't. And, you know, looking at them, I suppose, it looked like a lot of the football they were playing was a bit random, that, you know what I mean, they were just going at it, and some of their decision making, they were taking the ball into contact, kicking. There was a kick pass across the field at one stage that was crazy stuff altogether. Like, and to be fair to them, they didn't throw the towel in. Kieran O'Kane got a couple of late goals. They put the Twin Towers, Kieran O'Kane and Taylor Boner, in at the edge of the square, and they got joy from that. And it's interesting, like, most of the goals I'm seeing throughout this championship are coming about by default, maybe by a shot dropping short or a speculative ball into the edge of the square. So, you know, from that point of view, Mallin will be disappointed because they never really got going. And, you know, they were in a final there a few years ago too. I think it was Downing's beat them in a final a number of years ago. And it's encouraging for the intermediate championship, so it is, because we've seen Dunloe come through, get to a county final last year. We've seen what Terman did after winning the Intermediate Championship last year. So from a Naif Columba point of view, it's very encouraging for them from the point of view going into senior ranks. Yeah. Now, listen, they'll enjoy the celebrations for the winter, but they'll be determined going back up to senior
ranks. But
they
need to keep everybody, Brendan, and this can be a problem at times. Like, they actually had players coming back this year to help them out, and players that returned from injury. Philip had already had a cruciate last year.
He didn't
play. So they'll need the bulk of that squad to
be
still here if they are going to be sort of competitive and senior.
Keeping them together will be the problem, particularly for a team like Naif Columba. There mightn't be the employment opportunities, etc., down there for them young fellas. But if they can keep that team together, they will compete very well, you would imagine, at senior level over the coming years, I think.
Many congratulations to Brendan Doherty and his backroom team and everybody involved in Naif Columba, Intermediate Champions, and fully deserved. And it was a big weekend for the club because Glenn also won the Ladies Junior A title, beating Urris yesterday 3-13-2-15. So congratulations, a big day for them. I'm sure they had massive celebrations there. We also have to say well done to Glenn Finn, who won the Senior Ladies title, halting Terman's hopes of four in a row. Glenn Finn certainly back on top of the tree. 2-8-5 was how it finished in what is their 50th anniversary. So the big celebrations there too. Well done to Yvonne Boner, who was that player of the match. And St Michael's were also winners. Junior B title winners, beating Red Hughes on the ladies' front, 1-7-9. That was the big results of the weekend. In what was very difficult conditions for football, and I know we've said it already, fair play to the guys out at St Eunan's because they were able to host two big finals at the weekend, despite the horrible conditions that there was for days with the storm and the weather that we had. If you're tuned in and you're wondering where Brendan Devaney is, we've given him the night off. So he's due a wee break. He's had a busy year, so we thought, you know what, Brendan, take the night off, enjoy your relaxing time, and he will be back in action along with this other Brendan here, Brendan Kilcoyne. We're going to have the full team for match commentary of the senior decider between Gudor and Eve Connell, which we'll be looking forward to very, very soon. But Brendan, just stay with us at VDR. If you're watching on the stream, as I said, we've got Danny Cahill, chairman of Letterkenny Gaels, and his opposite, and the chair down in Carindona, is Philip McLaughlin, because proceedings on Saturday for the big deciders are going to start with the junior finals back at the O'Donnell Park. Carindona against Letterkenny Gaels in the Junior A final, and then before that, Carindona against St Mary's in the Junior B final. Danny, you won't mind if I start maybe with Philip, because it's a big day. We've got two sides in finals. Yeah. Don't mean to sound harsh at the very start, Philip, but your love affair with finals just hasn't been too nice in recent years. It was a bit like Naif Columba. You've suffered hurt and loss in recent years, but you might take encouragement maybe from what they done yesterday, that even though you have lost out in finals recently, there's another opportunity here to have a crack at it.
No, there isn't. Like last year, I suppose we had three teams in the finals last year, ladies and reserves and seniors, but I suppose two of them could have won, but the seniors were well beaten in the final. But I suppose the last time we played Letterkenny Gaels 3 years ago, they were in the same, it was a third final as well. So, hopefully, you don't want to can't keep losing finals. I suppose Mal have lost a few intermediates as well. It's just getting over the line. Like, you know what I mean? We had a good league this year. We'll back up Division 2 this year, and I suppose the main thing was to stay in Division 2. And obviously, a lot of boys want to get back into junior final, and I'm wrong, and get a few things sorted from last year. Like, we didn't perform against Moffat and Fairness in the final. So,
yeah, I was down with you ahead of the All-Ireland semi-final. Just called down to see what life's like in the show. Football is very much flourishing down there. So it is. What's it like around the club now in this week leading up to finals for you guys?
Yeah, I suppose you've all the flags and bunting, the usual stuff you've done before finals, and the teams are training hard. We have a few niggles now ahead of Saturday, which is not great for seniors. I think the reserves not too bad, but we could have a few missing on Saturday, so it could be a bit of a downer on the thing. But no, look, things are going well. Connor's back playing from the county. Like, he's going not so bad, in fairness, Connor at all. So, but then the last time we played Letterkenny Gaels in the group game, was only a couple of points in the game. But we were well ahead, and they come back as well. And much like our semi-final against Convoy, we were 8-9 points up, and they come back and got 6 points, a goal, a two-pointer, and a point, which brought it back to about 10-1-3. Like, so, look, it's maybe a lesson learned. Them a couple of games, all our games on the junior was all fairly handy. In fairness to the boys, they won fairly comfortably. So, no, there's a good mix there. There's a few young boys coming from last year, weren't there last year. A couple of minors come through. One in midfielder, Sean McCarroll, and So now, look, there's a bit of Ryan Kelly there too, a bit of experience as well. But look, Conor, obviously, have Conor Donnell, Fergal, Dirty Newman there up corner forward. Like, we have a good bit of experience with Danny Monagle and the young guys as well. Look, and hopefully this year we can get over the line, hopefully.
Danny, I don't think he's believing a word that you're saying about there might be one or two missing at the weekend.
The sounds of Philip there, I think they'd be struggling to field a team. But,
how are you fixing this week, Danny?
I really don't know. I think the boys actually had a real good test there in the semi-final. I think that stood us in really good stead. It was nip and tuck for a long time. We really took a while to get going, but when we did, I think they played really well. And it was a good spreader, I think, around the team as well for scores as well, which I think is really important. We've, like a lot of teams, I mean, we've lost a lot of players. That junior win that we had 3 years ago, half of that team really...
Is there many left from that, is there?
There's a few left, and a few have come back. But yeah, we've boys all over Europe, America, Australia, you name it, they're there. But I think over the last number of years, you know, we had a couple of years in intermediate, but obviously we dropped down back into junior. But with a lot of young boys coming through as well, and obviously last year was a big test for them, but I think it would have stood them in good stead for this year, you know, back into the junior again.
Yeah, and Eddie Glacken, of course, whose roots in Glenswilly, knows a thing or two about football. The package that he's putting there together seems to be working well now with one more big test to come, just.
Yeah, I think there was a very good response. I mean, Eddie and Connor and the boys, the team we put together, there was a really good response from the players, and I think that's what you want. You want players to commit. You want players, you know, we talked about the weather over the last few days, which is horrendous, but geez, I mean, off-season and everything, the weather, the conditions that people are putting up with. You know, and obviously everybody's committed, but they have a whole load of commitments out with football as well, but I think there's been a great buy-in from a big group of players as well, which is, makes such a difference.
Yeah. How are you going to handle Conor O'Donnell at the weekend?
Well, luckily for Letterkenny Gaels, I have nothing to do with tactics or how we're going to set up. So I couldn't tell you. Conor O'Donnell obviously is a wonderful player. He's been nominated for an All-Star, which he fully deserves. I have nothing to do with me, but clearly it's an outstanding season for Donegal and for Carron. We'll just see, you know. And Conor's not the only player. Obviously, there's players there that... It's all very well concentrated on one player, but there's two or three other players who could do real damage as well. So, yeah, we'll just take it, I suppose, and I'm sure AD and the boys have a plan in place, but he didn't share it with me.
I would say AD hasn't shared it with too many.
No.
So he hasn't. Listen, how important is it to have somebody like Conor O'Donnell in your ranks, playing with Karen Donnell? When he came back after the county, did he give the entire group a lift, or what sort of influence does he have on that group down there, Philip?
Well, Conor was always about, I mean, even when he could make training or matches on a Sunday, he wasn't training with Donegal. Conor was always there, sideline, whatever. He was always big influence. He's a big influence on a lot of younger people in the club. He does coaching as well, around the clubs as well, and the schools. Like, so, look, he's just a very down-to-earth fellow, Conor, and he just gets on with it. And he had a lot of injuries a few years there, too, and he's only back to his full self this year. And in fairness, he had a brilliant year this year for the county. And he's just, look, he can play anywhere as well. Connor's very versatile as well. Like, and he was kind of playing half forward mostly for the club since he came back. But Connor could play anywhere, in fairness, and he could do a job. Most of the underage, he would have played midfield for the club. But look, he's very fast. He's both feet. He's direct. It's just the linesman stuff. But probably now the weekend, I need to keep an eye on things, because a lot of off the ball stuff does happen in games. And I feel a lot of the matches so far, the linesmen are just, they're not maybe helping out players as much as they should.
Right, okay. Well, even if he is getting all the attention, is there not another side to that where it frees up some of the other guys then for opportunities?
100%. Like, obviously, you have six forwards. Like, if one forward is getting all the attention, like, that's freeing up another defender for some. I mean, there's two, maybe not for Connery, so you have five other defenders, you know what I mean? So five forwards then, extra time at... Look, we just have to be a bit more direct. Maybe our play sometimes will be a bit slower. We have to be maybe a bit quicker. Watch play, but like Niamh Clumber did yesterday, they were very good going forward yesterday. And
I'm sure Connor's a big boy and he can handle.
He can handle. Just okay, don't want while. Yeah. A lot of that stuff is kind of cut out. The new rules and all cut a lot of stuff. And now, when Tavon goes, a good job as well. Just you want to see that stuff going off the ball. They're like, you know, I mean, in games, like, but it does happen, unfortunately. Yeah.
What can Letterkenny Gaels, Danny, take away from that Round 3 Group B fixture that was held earlier in the campaign? Or did you learn much that day going into it?
Well, I suppose they did. I mean,
Out of it, going into this one, rather.
But I mean, I suppose obviously, you know, and because of the player he is, you know, as Philip said there, Conor O'Donnell was a big emphasis on him. But I mean, I don't think within either with the players or with the management set up that they would just look at Conor and see him as, you know, an outstanding player that he is. Would just see him as, you know, a really important player, somebody you have to keep a close eye on. There'll be no need. The linesmen will have nothing to worry about on Saturday there about any off-the-ball stuff. That's just not how we play the game.
Yeah, you want to get stuck in, play
the
football.
Yeah, we do. But, yeah, I would have thought, I think actually, yeah, as Philip said, I think maybe it gave us a wee bit of belief because, you know, as Philip said, you know, there were a good number of points ahead of us and, you know, I think we got a two-pointer and then we got a couple of singles. I actually think then, you know, that sets you up and say, you know, they have a superstar in their ranks, but, you know, it's 15 against 15 and that's what you have to play. You have to play, use the abilities you have within the team and change it if you have to, but make sure that, you know, when the game's over, nobody regrets and say, geez, if only I'd done this or only I'd done that. Everybody gives everything and that's really all you can expect from the players.
Yeah, I think the general consensus is that Cairn Donagh are going into this as favourites because they went straight to the semi-final. They've already beaten these guys already this year. But just finally, what would it mean to the Gaels to win a junior and get back to intermediate again?
I think it would be really good because I think it would be important. You talked earlier to Brendan there about just building on what you have done. I just don't think we had that opportunity when we went to intermediate. We didn't have an opportunity to build because we lost a lot of players and that's just how things are. So I think that would be really good and it would be great for us as a club because we would get a junior double as well because we get a junior A hurling win this year as well. And I'd say we have 7 or 8 of the footballers who are in the hurling team as well. So we have a lot of dual players. So it'd be fantastic for us as a club to build and develop and keep our place where we're, you know, and we can only get there if we win. And that's obviously the most important thing.
That would be a tremendous dinner dance, hurling and football, junior titles. But anyway, Cairn Donagh's going to have a say in this.
Yeah.
Finally, Philip, two teams in it. Is there a confidence in the club that you can head back down the road on Saturday evening with two trophies? Couple of buses jam-packed with boys celebrating on cloud nine.
Well, hopefully that's the aim, obviously, but look, as a final at the end of the day, you know what way things will work, but our reserve team and friends are going very well this year. A lot of young boys there and a few older boys playing as well, but look, that is the aim. We're playing Division 2 football now. We're doing well this year, and there's a lot of English own teams next year, so it's going to be a good battle next year in Division 2 as well, and that is our aim, hopefully, but you don't want to be too confident, but I would be.
Okay.
Quietly confident of at least one on the way.
Well, listen, we're going to have live match commentary if you can't make it as far as the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny on Saturday from that junior final. It's Cairn Donagh against Letterkenny Gaels. Cairn Donagh against St Mary's in the junior B final as well. Danny Cahill, chairman of Letterkenny Gaels, thanks for coming up. And Philip McLaughlin, you've come a long way from Cairn Donagh tonight, so we appreciate you hitting the road. And you can get another cup of tea or coffee there before you leave us. But many thanks for joining us, and the best of luck to both of you, okay?
Thanks very much. Thank you.
You're tuned to the DL Debates here in Highland Radio. We are live from the Highland Motors showroom ahead of the big finals this coming weekend, and we're going to have more. After this commercial break, we'll be looking ahead to the senior decider, and we have some executive members from the Gidora and Niamh Connell Club, plus the top billing of Eamon McGee and John Gilday on the way shortly. And you're welcome back to the programme. We're live from Highland Motors across the road from Highland today in the showroom here as we look forward to the big senior decider. Brendan Devaney has the night off, so it's not a different programme. I'm just going to fill in for him for a couple of hours. And we look ahead to this massive decider. Two of the biggest clubs in the county, they are going in the showpiece of Donegal football. It's the senior decider this coming Sunday. Gidora against Niamh Connell. And I'm delighted to say of executive members from both clubs joining us here, Peter McKelvey, chairman of Niamh Connell. How are you doing?
Good, Oisín, thank you.
Good to see you again. Yeah. Me and you have talked frequent over the last couple of years.
We've had a few discussions.
So you're, it's old hat now at this stage.
I don't know so much about that. I'm getting older as well. That's the other thing.
I'll come back to you in a second because we've got Maya McGinley, who's the secretary of the Gidora Club, has joined us as well. First time on the programme. Boy, good to see you. How's things?
Going grand, all right, yeah.
I heard just talking about the buzz around the clubs when we were on an ad break there. What's it like down in Gidora this week?
There's a great buzz around Gidora now. With having two teams in the final, it doesn't come along too often at all. So you have the whole parish getting behind you there. So the green and white's gone up around now, the parish now, the past few days. So, yeah, it's a great buzz about the place.
Yeah, and both clubs obviously have two teams in finals, Native Connell as well. So it's going to be green and white and blue and white.
That's it this weekend.
But from your point of view, it's extremely busy, is it, this week? You're trying to get everything all... Well, we've got Katrina is here as well.
Katrina's here as well.
PRO, she's working hard.
Yeah, the next 2 weeks will be busy, but sure, look, we'll sleep in the winter and that's it. Just keep going now, we'll be all right.
Good stuff. But listen, Guido have played some wonderful football and some fabulous football, and Orr McNeilis and Francie Freeland and his team down there. They're doing a really good job because this is year number three. And first they got to the final and they had the disappointment of last year. But this group has progressed and progressed and progressed, and here we are again back in a final for them.
They came on 3 years ago and they've just done an amazing job from 3 years ago. A lot of young players came onto the team then, so I suppose it took them a while to come through, and this year now they've really dug deep and they've really done really well. The commitment they've shown is unreal, and some of these players are 18, 19, I have to say they've done really, really well. The management team, Francie, Ronan, the backroom team have been, really good,
Yeah. You know, team updates for us. The rest of the guys told us nothing. I'm sure you're going to just list it all out now for us, are you?
Ronan tells me nothing at all. I haven't a clue what's
These managers have got
there.
Very secretive over the last number of years, haven't they, Peter?
Yeah.
Your own Martin Regan's the same.
Yeah. Martin Regan, he would hardly tell you the time.
Yeah. But listen, Peter, there's a great rivalry here between these two clubs.
Of course there is. Yeah. Of course, their tradition stands to both of them, Both of them have been round for quite a while. Mm. And she was talking there about the flags being up. We had ours up last weekend, but they came down again with the storm. So we have to start again now and put them up.
Did you get the team together? And that's one thing about, I'm sure it's the same in Guidoor, getting people to do stuff, especially at this time of the year, we're still playing football. Is it relatively easy to get everybody
very
behind?
Very easy in Dentys anyway, yeah. We're lucky in that respect. Yeah. We have no bother at all. We have no other probably distractions. GAA, the football is the main and that's it.
Yeah,
and we have no problem getting help when help's needed.
Yeah. It was a bit of a question mark over Niamh Connell this year. So there was, because they lost one or two group games.
They lost two group games.
So there was a question, but your boys somehow have responded to all these questions as the rounds have went on. They had to dig deep.
Well, we never doubted them anyway. So that was the main thing.
I never doubted them either. I'm just saying that you know yourself what you're reading the papers and all that.
They made it kind of hard on themselves. And they certainly made it hard on the spectators.
Yeah.
Because coming near the end of both couple of games now, we were just, rioted off the seat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But lucky enough, we stayed on anyway.
They stayed on, very good. But the feeling's good this week anyway.
It's good. The buzz is good. Yeah. They're quietly confident. Nothing overboard, but we're just...
But your guys are very much heavily involved in the community up there. So. They go into the schools and they go on around and they do all the underage. And I'm sure that's the same as well, my down using Guidoor.
All the lads are quite good. You ask them to come to training and that. And they're around the schools and everything as well,
You have been okay with injuries this year, so you haven't had too many.
So far been all right this year.
Apart from Moran, but he's going well down there.
Yeah, so far that's going well. All right,
and the older guys, I remember talking about Orr McNeilis, and he was a young guy. Now he's one of the older core, and there, and he's helping these younger guys along. So he is.
You've Orr and you've Neilan there, and you've Peter and the likes of Niall Freel and Gary McFadden, and they're all the 2018 lads. Mm. So all the younger ones will, they'll look up to them, and they're great to have there for them.
And use of the Leos and the Brendan McDyers and
boys do the
Thompson and who else? All these guys that are
Anthony Thompson, Brick,
they're all there.
Brendy, AJ,
they're still key men.
They're very important men still. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very important, and they're there when you need them too. Taking them on as subs can be a big boost at times when things are getting tight.
Mm. Anyway, what's going to happen on Sunday? What are you hoping happens on Sunday? He's going to give me any sort of prediction at all? Or?
Well, all I can say is that we're not coming over to Letterkenny just for the run.
Right. That's what you say every other year. It's worked out for most of it, I think, has it?
I don't know.
Yeah. You have to come up the other side.
Oh, we're hoping to go behind Errol with the two cups with us, hopefully.
Right. Well, listen, delighted that you could come this far into the mountaintop to join us tonight. And obviously there's a wonderful buzz around when it comes to big games. And all I can do is wish the besties the best luck. And May the best one win, and I'm sure you will not fall out afterwards.
Not at all.
No, I don't think we will.
No, we never do. No, not at all.
We're hanging around too long for that.
It's always good. Listen, many thanks for coming on.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
We're going to take another quick break, Joe, okay? And we're going to be joined then by a couple of men that know a thing or two about winning championships. Eamon McGee, John Gilday, and Brendan Kilcoyne will be looking ahead to the big final after these. And you're welcome back to the DL Debate. Oisin Kelly standing in for Brendan Devenny tonight as we look ahead to the Donegal Senior Football Championship Finals. It's a big day, as you know, for Gidor and Niamh Connell. They're involved in both deciders. The Senior B game, between the two sides is at 1:30, I think it is. Yeah, 1:30 with the senior game starting at 3:30 this weekend. And we will have live match commentary from the O'Donnell Park from the senior game coming up this Sunday. Brendan Devenny will be back. Brendan Kilcoyne will be in the commentary position as well. We're going to have the full team on board. And we have a full team here tonight to look forward to this game. The three men actually, because they've all got championship winners' medals. John Gilday, Niamh Connell, 05. Brendan, me and you talked about this yesterday and I forgot. How many do you have? 4 or 5 between Sligo and Donegal? Put your mic up there. 5.
Sorry, 5, yeah.
5, you've got 5. Yeah. Three in Donegal, is it?
I've suffered a lot of trauma between these two books and county finals too.
How many do you have, Eamon?
I have 3 there.
You have 3?
Yeah.
Very good. And you're going for the reserve one too this weekend, aren't you?
That's part of the plan now. I don't know if you can count the reserve one, but
why not? That's a big deal to them players and that team as what it is to the seniors.
It is, and hopefully it'll set a good tone. You know, if the reserves do the business on Sunday, that it sets the tone then for the rest of the day. So
right, you're hanging on there. I know the body's all right.
Body's just all right, Josh. Body's. I was out training during the weekend. I got a shoulder off Dara Boyle there now, and I'll tell you, I'm still pretty sore from it. So that's the wee reminder just to pack it in.
That's a big thing for them boys when they can go to Eamon McGee and give him a shoulder and go, I got one up on him. How's your shoulders, John, and your knees?
Mine's are fine, but I can tell a story from a long, long time ago when Leo McLoon was 16 years of age, which wasn't here or there, and I was playing my last season for Glenties, and he hit me a shoulder at 16 years of age that I still haven't recovered from. So that gives you an idea.
Yeah. But listen, it's a big day for both clubs, and John, Niamh Connell, I mentioned it to Peter, and there was a sort of a feeling that Niamh Connell weren't firing on all cylinders this year. No Kieran Thompson, obviously, out injured, which is a huge blow. They lost a couple of matches in the group. They lost the first one to Glenn Swilly. Then they lost to St. Michael's. And they were trailing in the quarter-final and they were trailing in the semi-final. But somehow they found that bit of magic to get through those ties. And they now find themselves, despite everything that was going on, they now find themselves in a situation where they're chasing, what is it, is it an 8th Dr. Maguire title, so it is. So they know just how to be in the right place at the right time and when to do things properly. Is that a fair enough assessment, is it, of what went on this year?
Yeah, I think that's fair, Oisin. You know, by all stretches of imagination, they haven't played well. I think they'd say that themselves. If you listen to some of the interviews with Shea and guys like that, they've been searching for form. But the one thing that you could never say about this, and even Connell said, and we've been saying this for 20 years, is you can never doubt their character. And if you leave them hanging around, they have muscle memory and how to turn big moments to their advantage and then turn games to their advantage. And they did that against Terman and they did that against Four Masters as well. But again, you know, they're in a final. They have a huge amount of talent, they have a huge amount of pedigree. They only have to turn up once now and put in a big performance. And I said that at the quarterfinal stage, I said at the semi-final stage, and now we're in a final. And we were sitting here, Eamon was playing 3 years ago, and I was sitting here with the chairman of the club at that stage, and I was very, very confident that Niamh Connell would have too much for that Gidor team then. But that Gidor team has really gone on a journey along with the management over the last 3 years. I listened to Ronan over last weekend about how much work they put into their defensive structure, et cetera, et cetera. And they've really developed and adapted to the new rules probably better than anybody else in the county at the present point in time. And because of that, they're a very, very serious challenge to a Niamh Connell at their very best, let alone a Niamh Connell team that's not absolutely firing on all cylinders.
Yeah. 2018, Niamh Connell won Ulster. So you did that year. We're now in 2025. Is that too long a gap for a title not to have gone back down to Mahragallan, Eamon? Because after that 2018, when you won Ulster, there was again a feeling down that you could knock on and do a lot more, but that didn't materialise.
Yeah, and it just shows you the level that Niamh Connell are at, that they're able to consistently. That's the thing that I would have struggled throughout the career, you know, be it with Donegal, to go on and consecutively won championships. And it shows you the level the Dublins do it, the Neve Connells do it, you know, used to three in a row during the noughties. That's great, great teams that do that. And we probably should have nailed on maybe one more medal after it. But, you know, in terms of the age profile, boys heading away. And that's, you know, he's talked about it looking at the junior final. That's the danger at rural clubs, is that you could lose a crop of players very handy. So you always have to guard. And whenever you do get the chance, you have to take it. We were unfortunate in 2019, just three games it took us to get over. Neve Connell came out the other side of it. Now, probably we're on a, you know, weren't near the level for the final three years ago. But as John alluded there, that the team are on the right curve now. They're building up and the lads are in a good frame of mind to take on Neve Connell. And like everybody's talking about, Neve Connell are not playing well. And we've seen them. They aren't at the level that they've, you know, previously been. But they're still there. They're still winning games. And, you know, it's nearly like the horror movie where the villain dies with 30 minutes to go. He's not dead until you see him dead. So it's and that's why, you know, Tarman had their opportunities to put Neve Connell away. Four Masters had their opportunities to put them away, and they just didn't put them away. And once you're on top with Neve Connell, you've got to be maximising that.
Yeah, and obviously they have a serious amount of self-belief within the group that they don't see themselves out of any game at all, no matter what the deficit is. To get back, John. But I'm sure Guido Raymond have something similar within that. They're the only unbeaten team left in the senior championship. And this three-year period that Ronan and Francie and them guys have them on, they're in a final. There was disappointment short of it last year, but now they're back again. And they seem to be primed now, even more this time around. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, and I think there was genuine disappointment coming off the Unions loss last year in the semi-final, that they really backed themselves. And I knew then there was a wee change in the group. They weren't just happy to get there, happy that they put up a performance. They felt that they could have took Unions, a good Unions team. And there was and they went back at it. They went back working, put in a big winter at the gym. And, you know, you can see the results of it. You can see the physique in a few of them young bucks now. And they're going for it. They're going there in full of confidence and probably on form. They're slight favourites. But again, it's if Neve Connell in a final, and I just think that's a dangerous proposition.
You need everybody fit. Now, obviously, Owen McFadden Ferry's not available. But bar him going on the semi-final, and I spoke to Ronan after about this, he's in a very good position personnel-wise, because like your own brother Peter, who played in the championship, didn't play the last day. Jordy Griffin didn't play. Cahal Rua didn't play. And there was somebody else stood out on that substitute bench as well that didn't play. That's a very good place to be in when you're going to a decider, that you have such a large group available to you.
It's a brilliant place, and these boys beside me, you know, they'll agree with this, that good groups, good successful groups, you have your 20 lads just ready to go and ready, like, you can trust any of them 20 lads, and the better the group, the bigger that number is. And, you know, Ronan's kept everybody happy. They're all in good form. They're all good and positive. No one's pulling the squad down. So it's a good place to be. Now, it does, when you're in that place, sports kind of thing, you don't always get rewarded with that there. You know, you can go out and say, oh, we deserve to win it, but you don't. You have to go out and earn that medal. And it's just a tough place to be against Neve Connell.
Yeah. Neve Connell, we spoke about some of the veterans, obviously, that's there. You have the Leos, you have the Brendan McDyers, the Brick, who's still going, Anthony Thompson. The list goes on. But there's these younger guys that are coming in as well, John. And they were very much needed that last day against Four Masters, so they were.
Yeah, and I suppose there is a change in the guard. And there's been a change in the guard probably over the last 5 or 6 years, because a lot of that, you know, nucleus of the 05 guys that have gone on for 20 years have been fading out, like Wade and guys like that are not contributing this year. But now what you have is, you have obviously Fimbarotti's an obvious, you know, young player of the year probably in the country, had a phenomenal year, he's driving things forward. But then you have Big Gallagher back in the middle of the park, he's playing really well. Max Campbell has been a real driving force for them over the last couple of games, and ironically Shane Malone back as well. It's those young fellas that have dug Neve Connell out of the game against Terman and against Four Masters, And I suppose that's just because you're hanging around with the Leos and the Antonys, and there's this self-belief and doggedness that, you know, this is what Dave Connell do. We won championship, and these guys have been brought up. They've been successful at underage, and they're just bringing that through as well. And they're coming with great character. Like for Max Campbell against Terman to pull the trigger from, you know, 20 yards on the wrong side to go for it, to have the guts to go for it, and also be given the license to go for it, shows you the setup in the Dave Connell. And they, as Peter said earlier on, there's not much else in Glenties, or, you know, we're a small rural club. We're a bit like Eudore. Football is everything, and it has been everything for Niamh Connell for the last 20 years. And the longer Niamh Connell continue to be successful and can continue to drive this on and bring in new players through, because we always had the fear that somewhere along the line we'd wake up and we wouldn't be at these nights and you wouldn't be making semi-finals. And we as a club, and I know I was talking to my dad today, nobody in Glenties takes it for granted. They understand that Eudore is a huge challenge, as any team in Donegal is. And I think what has happened in Donegal this year, be it the rules or be it the teams having a different attitude to challenging at the top level, there's any one of four or five teams right now could very rightly feel that they could be in this final. And I think Dunlow deserve a huge credit for that because of the journey they went on last year. They came from intermediate, went to a county final, and that gives teams around the county, St Michael's, Termon, Four Masters who are coming, huge belief that they can challenge at the top table, and the big four no longer is the big four. There's no big two anymore. Everybody's there to be got at, and I think the new rules have helped that as well, because you can't close the game out. And that's the other thing I would say about Niamh Connell, is that there's probably this attitude within Donegal that Niamh Connell have won their championships the same way for 20 years. They're, you know, very strong defensively, very structured, and grind teams and wear teams out. And I think it's a huge testament to Martin Regan and his team, just like the work the guys done in Ronan and Francie have done in Gidor, that they've adapted and they're back in a final again under new rules and new conditions and everything else. And it'll be interesting to see how it goes. And as Peter said, you know, Niamh Connell don't come down the road to go back up the road. They're not just showing up. They'll come with huge self-belief, whether it's good enough and whether they can get a performance that they haven't got all year to challenge a very good Gidor team will remains to be seen, and we'll know on Sunday.
I just want to come in there. Like, there's a lot of talk about these new rules and with this suited, you know, different players. The characters within that Niamh Connell, it doesn't matter what type of rules or what type of game you play, they go and find a way. And, you know, that obviously comes from the leadership from Martin Regan, and what he's done has been amazing. But it doesn't matter what area you put a few of them players in, they will be winners, and that's just the bottom line.
Yeah, well, Gidor have adapted okay to the rules now themselves. Now, it did take a while for them to settle down because the league didn't go the way that they wanted to, particularly in the early part. And a lot of teams were finding it difficult. Now, Termon and Four Masters were on a different level at the start because they had seemed to have had a lot more work done rules-wise and the rest. But when the groups were able to come back fully together with the county players, I suppose that's when it was really starting to knuckle down. But Gidor seemed to have adapted very quick after that league.
Yeah. They
what are you smiling at me for?
Because I'll tell you how much they were struggling, because I got the text sick, can you come and pull us out of a... pull us out of a hole here, and I thought, Jeannie Mac, we're back here again.
You could be going for a senior medal.
If I stuck at it,
you could have been.
That new game would definitely suit you, running up and down the park like a young gazelle. So it'd be ideal.
No,
for
I
you.
Don't want to be staying inside, and that's the sit type, put the hand up in the air. No, they have adapted, and that's now, again, that comes down to the work that they've put in. You have to be physically fit, strong, get up and down the field. And you have to be game smart as well. You have to be, because there's times where, and I think Niamh Connell are brilliant at that, their game smarts is immense. And Gidor, maybe 3 years ago, just weren't at that level of game smart, but they've come on an awful lot now.
Yeah. Now, Brendan, you're sitting here listening to the two guys. Who do you think, because you're the neutral man, is best positioned going into this? Who, if you look at the semi-finals, like Michaels, Gidor beat Michaels, Four Masters, Niamh Connell became Four Masters, the Termon in the quarter final for you guys, and then Gidor obviously had to see off Kilcare in the quarter final, and then we had the group matches. As we said, Gidor unbeaten. Who do you feel is maybe his best primed here now going in, or is this very much 50-50 down the middle?
I think it's very much 50-50 down the middle, and that's not sitting on the fence or anything. I've seen more of Niamh Connell through the championship than I have maybe of Gidor, so I'd be more qualified on them. And, you know, they have struggled. They've struggled against Glenswilly the first day. They struggled against Ardra in the group stages. They struggled against Termon
Four Masters were 3 points up into extra time, but they always find a way. And that's, I've great admiration because it's their never say die attitude, the way that they always stay in the game. And John's right, it's the young, it's been driven from what I see by the young fellas, by Max, by Finbar, Shane Malone. Kieran Gallagher has been a huge addition in the middle of the park. And there's another guy who gets very little mention, Alton Doherty. Like, he's just a dog of a cornerback, and he completely negated Conor McCall in the semi-final, who would be a key player for Four Masters. So the, having them four guys that they didn't have last year is a huge lift for them. Yes, they're down Kieran Thompson, but they have struggled through games, but they always find a way, and you would never, I'd be never write them off. And from a Gidor point of view, they seem to be in free flow the whole way through the group stages. They won their semi-final comfortably. They seem to be playing a system that they all understand. Their defensive system is solid. They don't give away cheap scores. Their discipline has been good. So, like, we've seen these teams come up against each other, and it really is a toss of a coin. It's a game that probably could go to extra time and maybe even further than that, because there's that little to choose between the teams. Niamh Connell never really go out and put a team away. They did in the final a couple of years ago, but they seem to play these tight, cagey games all the time.
And but that was in the old rules.
I was in the old rules. But football is football. Football is the same. There's a lot made of the new rules. Football is the same, you know, ultimately. And it's about delivering on the day. On final day, it's about delivering that performance. And everything that has gone before it doesn't really matter. It's about that 70, 80 minutes on Sunday. Who can deliver that performance? And I don't know the answer to that. That's why we look forward to these things. That's why we get this kind of high out of county finals and that. And listen, they're two brilliant clubs. They're two clubs that you can't have anything but admiration for. They've caused me a lot of heartache in the past, but I admire the way they go about things. And I'm just looking forward to a cracking game.
I'm really
Sunday.
Looking forward to it because this is just building up to be an absolute clinker of a match between two
huge
top
rivalries.
Two. It's just all been set up for it. And a number of years ago, it took three games.
Yeah, and it'd be great to be sitting up in the stand, no nerves whatsoever. No. So, and the two boys will be kind of wondering, you know.
But listen, they were very, very good games. So they were.
Talk about the football in them games that it wasn't of a high. But the intensity and the absolutely crazy, like, you know, they were just mind-numbing, so there were them few games. So there were, as a neutral, I'm sure if some of the people here mightn't have enjoyed them as much as we did.
Emma's waiting on what's going to come next.
I'm just waiting you to bring up the red card there in the third game. And that's the type of game it was. It was just tense.
Owen Wade's not around anymore.
Poor Owen Wade. No, them three games, as I say, they were tense, they were tetchy, but they were good games to be part of, and that's what the three teams were just waiting for one person just to break, and unfortunately, that was me coming off at halftime.
We could see a different type of explosion to a game at the start this coming weekend, because it could just be, the rules are the way it is, could be full-on football, so it would from the get-go. You're saying no, why?
Niamh Connell grow into games, you know, apart from the game 3 years ago, and I think that was very much a predetermined tactic. That was a very young, inexperienced Gidor side, and the time to go at them was in that first 10, 15 minutes. And it's very hard to recover in a big game like that, particularly in the old rules. The game was gone after 15 minutes. And I suppose Niamh Connell, what they'll want to do against this Gidor side is game, because they play very, very good class of football, is bring it to that dark place, because you only really can judge yourself on a final day when you look down the barrel of the gun properly, and everything, as Bren said, everything that happened prior to that is irrelevant. And the other good thing about it, I think, from a Niamh Connell perspective, Gidor play a very systematic brand of football, and they don't really, are not a very explosive team, from maybe I'll be proven wrong. Whereas if you look at the Termans or the Four Masters, it's very much off the cuff. They move the ball much quicker. They have less structure. And ultimately, that's what cost them. It put them in a position where they could beat Niamh Connell, but then their lack of structure actually cost them at the end of the game, because they overexposed themselves and overcommitted. So Gidor won't do that. So I don't know if we'll get that explosion. I think it's going to be a usual, you know, Gidor-Niamh Connell game where it'll be a slow burn, and the tension will ratchet up, and then it'll be coming down the stretch.
I'm not so sure about that.
I actually think you'll see periods where this keep possession outside of that, the two sides will be keep and looking and probing, and then you'll be thinking, oh, geez, we're in for another long day here, the neutral will be saying, but it'll kick off then, you know, once they go down the home stretch, because John's right, I think it's easier to catch teams out. You know, you're not going to put a team away like Niamh Connell did a few years ago. And I think, you know, that probing, that possession-based, and then it'll just kick off then in the second half.
Brendan, we're not going to see what we've seen yesterday then? One team leading 8 points at half-time?
No, I definitely don't see any situation arising like that, Oisin. Like, the teams are too hard to separate, so they are, and it is going to be cagey. Both teams will set up with their defensive structures, and it'll be up to the opposite of the ball, the possession team then, to try and break that down. And as Eamon says, to probe and look for them gaps, as Niamh Columba did yesterday, probed and waited for the gaps to come through.
Yeah. Obviously, at the end of the championship, there's a player gets the Gradam Seamus McGeady, which is the player of the championship award. As we go into a final, who in your mind are the contenders, John? Sorry to put you on the spot.
Well, I suppose from a Niamh Connell perspective, I think the outstanding player from Niamh Connell perspective over the last couple of games has been Max Campbell. Mm-hmm. I think he's been a revelation for them. He's full of running and hunger and attitude, and he's hardy. He got a really bad knock in that game against Four Masters, and he got up and he drove on as well. So he would definitely be a contender. Big Kieran Gallagher's had some huge moments as well. So from a Niamh Connell perspective, you know, they would be the guys I'd be looking at. But I think overall, if Niamh Connell are to win this, as it is every year, I suppose every other year you had Kieran Thompson at pivotal moments that would pull you out of a game, and he'd be a huge loss for any club. He was instrumental for Donegal, he's instrumental for Niamh Connell. So I think they'll need an overall very good song performance with everybody playing up to par, because I think we've a lot of players with huge potential. There's huge talent there. The Jack McKelveys, you know, Owen McGettigan, please God, Kevin is flying. So we have a lot of talent. If they click on the day, they're a match for anybody. And I suppose that's my hope, is they've got to a final almost tripping into it and falling over themselves. And then when they get the final day and they're behind the band, it'll all kick in and they can go at it.
Yeah, we've about a minute left, so we have Eamon, your thoughts finally just going under the game on Sunday. And I suppose who's the players to watch out from a Gidor point of view, if
from
they're going to step up?
From a Gidor point of view, obviously Ethan, he's been the top scorer. Yeah. He just got over there against the Michaels. Need a big game from Dara. And Oren, you know, it's the best game I've seen Oren play in a few years now against the Michaels. And if he clicks,
control the thing a lot.
If you see Oren on the ball making things happen, we're in a good spot. And it'll be interesting to see, do Niamh Connell go after him, and do they man mark him and try and cancel him out? So, probably looking forward to seeing the three of them, and even young keeper Father McBride, big day for him, and he's just cool character. So. Could be interesting to see how he gets on.
I know you're going to back your boys, and I know you're going to back your boys and Glenty. So I'll let the man in the middle make the call. How's it going to go, Brendan?
I told you already. I was sitting on the fence here.
I know. Come on. No.
Listen, if I was pushed,
you've got about 15 seconds.
Because of the experience, I'd probably go Niamh Connell, and I have seen a lot more of them this year. And I just feel there's a huge performance in them, and the huge energy around the middle of the park with Kevin McGeady and Oren Doherty, Ethan O'Donnell, Kieran Gallagher. These type of guys are all playing well. And I think that.
And before we wrap up, it's,
you've literally got about 5 seconds.
That's all right. And Devaney's gone, but he has big shoes to fill when he comes back, because we're sitting here with a national award winner in the form of Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, gentlemen.
So it's no mean achievement, and it deserves to be recognised as well. It's your All Ireland as such. And so, Devaney, wherever you are, you need to up your game.
listen, I appreciate that. John Gilday, Eamon McGee, Brendan Kilcoyne. Also, we have Moya McGinley in here, Peter McKelvey's in here, Philip McLaughlin and Danny Cal. Thanks for joining us on the DL debate tonight. I think we'll just go straight to news, Joe, if that's okay. And thanks to the guys and Sister Sarahs for sponsoring the program. And not forgetting Lawrence and all the team here at Highland Motors for housing us tonight as well. Have a very good evening.